Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Guided Outdoor Adventures with Stones and Streams. Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Jim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guests, news, and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. And Jennifer, what exactly is It Does My Soul Well?
It Does My Soul Well endeavors to accomplish three things. We challenge you to get outdoors. We inspire you to get healthy. We encourage you in your spiritual life.
So Shasta Outdoors Radio is our way to challenge you to get outdoors and enjoy things like hiking, kayaking, fishing, hunting, camping, biking, you name it. There's a wide variety of choices, especially here in Northern California. Tonight, in the studio, we have with us Nikalin Reyesa. Did I say that right?
Reyesa.
Reyesa. There we go.
That's right. Nikalin heads up Stones and Streams. It's a faith-based organization offering outdoor guided adventures.
And with him is Marcus DeVoisen. I know I said that right. Who joins him in guiding these trips. And we're going to talk a little bit about those connections there. But Jennifer, what have you been out doing? I see you here in the studio, and it looks like you got a bit of a sunburn.
I am sunburned. Okay, so remember, well, first of all, I'm sunburnt from the lake. But as I was walking up, I was thinking, we just went through all these great tips on, like, how to hike. And I know we talked about how we have to wear pants. But I don't think we ever said you should probably cover up your shoulders. I don't think we talked about that.
No, that's very true.
We should probably cover up our shoulders. Or like the sunscreen, you know. I think that needs to make it on the list. Next time we go through those healthy ways to hike and stuff, we need to put that on there. But I was just at the lake today. We had a staff day at the lake.
Nice.
And we all got to hang out there, and we got to do this interesting challenge. Where, so one of my coworkers also happens to be my best friend. So she was in this little boat, and I was blindfolded, and she was supposed to be my eyes, per se.
Ah.
So I was in this little boat racing, and I had this little paddle. I thought I was winning. I thought I was doing really good, but apparently I was just out there making circles, and I didn't go anywhere. And, but you know what? I'm winning at life. So.
Oh, nice. Which lake was that? Was that Whiskey Town?
That was Whiskey Town.
Yeah,
it was.
Great place to go do some paddling. And, you know, I'm terrible about sunscreen. My wife gets onto me about it all the time. And my kayak is a sit-in kayak, and I'm a taller man. And so my knees are kind of bent, you know, and my sunburn is at an angle on my legs. So at the base of my knees, I have like this angled stripe that goes down. And then the rest of my legs are nice and white. I'm telling you, it's a styling thing. I'm hoping at least we'll come into style.
But it does say on our list that you're supposed to wear pants. So
yes.
You wear the pants, you won't get that.
Well, but I was kayaking. Yeah, not hiking.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you do this weekend?
You know, I haven't really done a whole lot of outdoor things. Last weekend, I helped my mom with an estate sale, and that was great. Got to meet some people. Matter of fact, met some potential guests at the Shasta Lake Historical Society, and they're going to be on in a few weeks, and so that's going to be kind of fun.
I love that.
But you know what? Today I did a memorial service, and I wanted to talk about this a little bit. It was for a gentleman by the name of Harry Eckelman. He was a longtime business partner of my dad. As a matter of fact, I want to dedicate tonight's program to Harry Eckelman and to his family. And one of the things, Jennifer, that I really took note of was the fact that as they were showing the slideshow, you know how they do the slideshows of people at memorial services?
Yes.
And so they had this running slideshow going on. And do you know that probably 85% of those slides, those pictures, were all of outdoor activities?
That is so cool.
Yeah, you know, because that's the fun thing to do is to be
Absolutely.
Outdoors. And, you know, I Facebook stalked you a little bit, and I noticed that a lot of your pictures are of outdoor activities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
really
see any of, you know, some dinner that you made or anything like that.
I mean, I don't take the time really to snap a picture. I typically just eat. I'm that girl.
It's so anyway, so it was wonderful to be able to talk about this gentleman today as I officiated the memorial service. And one of the things I really talked about was his love for the great outdoors, him going out, taking his children, all of the experiences that they had from boating to water skiing to houseboating, snow skiing, hiking, camping, all of those wonderful outdoor memories that we can build with our children and with our family. A lot of times we talk about it individually for ourselves, but really it is something that we can share with our families.
So that's this is dedicated to Harry Eckelman.
And a wonderful gentleman, a great man of faith, and a tremendous inspiration to lots of people. And he will be greatly missed by me and, of course, his family and my family, because we were all very close. Hey, on the board tonight, we have Liam Bryant. Liam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you back here. We've had different producers, but always love to have you. You always make us sound really, really good.
Liam seems cool. Yeah. He really does. I like that he comes in and says, 30.
Trying to keep everyone on time.
Yeah. And hey, what have you been out doing this summer?
Just working, man. Trying to get things figured out.
Yeah, you haven't been doing anything outdoors?
No, not lately. I haven't really been able to find the time.
Ah, okay. Well, we've got to get you back here on Friday evenings on this program, because we know we inspire you.
You do inspire me.
Yeah, to get out there.
Do you want to go to sunburn, Liam?
Oh, I would love that. That sounds great.
Yeah. But maybe a little later in the program, Liam, we're going to have you do a weather report for us. I did kind of look ahead, and it doesn't look like we have any 100-degree days in the near forecast.
Don't break our hearts, Liam.
Yeah, so let's see if that's going to hold true. Hey, Jennifer, if people want to know more about Shasta Outdoors, how can they do that?
You can visit itdoesmysoulwell.com for videos, recordings of this program, a blog by Tim, and more. And you can also find us on Facebook.
All right, so tonight, something special is going to happen, right?
I'm going to get a phone call. Somebody in the world is going to call here.
They're going to call in, and they're going to ask a question.
The phone's going to ring off the hook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And so if people want to call in, and if they have a question for Nikaylin or for Marcus or for you, not for me.
I don't know. But I would call and ask you a question, too.
Right. So people, get ready. Write this down or memorize it quickly. How can they? What is the phone number?
I'm actually stressing, so it's like, where's the phone number? Okay, it's 530-605-4567. That is such an easy phone number. Yeah. It's 530-605-4567.
Awesome.
I did it twice because I was like, I got to make it.
Right.
Make sure everybody had a chance to grab
it. Yeah, and you know, we're gonna repeat that throughout the program today. We're gonna just pound away on it until we get a phone call. But hey, listen, let's thank one of our sponsors.
Oh, how about Professional Exterminators?
Yes.
Ooh. Shasta Outdoors would like to thank our wonderful sponsor, Professional Exterminators. Professional Exterminators is appropriately named because they are the true professionals who take care of anything from ants to skunks and everything in between. Professional Exterminators is locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva, amazing people who are oh my gosh, no, I know these people and I think they're absolutely amazing.
Oh yes, they are.
I did bite my tongue just there. where was I? Oh yeah. So no matter what your need is, you can call them and they will give you a zero obligation free estimate. So if something's bugging you, it's time to call. That's what Dave says.
Yes.
The phone number for them is 530-338-2822. Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822.
All right, and thank you so much, Dave and Madonna. We appreciate the sponsorship. Well, listen, we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about stones and streams. Nikaylin is here in the studio with us. We're going to find out more about it. How does that sound?
I can't wait to find out more about it. I can't wait.
Mississippi, since Cassie O'Grady did. a fatal game of truth or dare. But the truth remains a mystery, and now it's ancient history. It's a Choctaw County affair. It's just a Choctaw County affair.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And it's hard to explain how I feel. It won't go in words, but I know that it's real. I can be moving or I can be still, but still moving to me.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And Jennifer, real quick, let's give that phone number again if people would like to call in if they have a question.
Oh, yes. It's 530-605-4567. I know you're going to want to talk to our friends that are sitting here that we're about to learn about.
All right. Hey, tonight we're really excited to talk about outdoor guided trips in the area. And this is fun for me because I have people asking me about it quite frequently because they know I go out and I do hikes, and I've done a few group hikes, but Jennifer, it really is just not my thing, you know.
Right.
And, well, the gentlemen we have on tonight offer faith-based outdoor adventure, and it's called Stones and Streams. Nikalin, how do you say his last name?
Rayasa.
Rayasa. Rayasa. And Marcus Duvoisin, welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
Yes. Yes. Hello. How's it going?
Hello.
It's going great.
You're just the very second man I've ever stalked on Facebook so that I could learn all about this, and I am so excited for you to share with us.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. So, Nikalin, let's start with you. First of all, tell us a little about yourself and who you are. Introduce yourself to our audience.
Oh, totally. So, yes, my name is Nikalin. I've been in Reading for about since like late 2015, so like 7-8 years.
Okay.
Now I moved here kind of randomly. I was just looking for government jobs, and I stumbled. I was working for the Bureau of Land Management at the time. Hmm. I sort of stumbled upon Reading. I guess maybe more background than that. I'm very interested in science, so I got my degree in meteorology.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
So I really like weather. Weather is to me, is like a part of the outdoors that I find very, like, it's very unique. Like, it's very strange almost, but like in a very cool way.
Right.
I heard that Liam has competition now.
Oh.
You do the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I can come on here.
I can print it out for you if you want to do it.
I'll do my quick 5 minutes every. And then we got pushing on in here.
That's right. That's right. And then Marcus, what about you?
Yeah. So I grew up here, and then I went down to San Francisco for college and worked down there, and then came back up here. I actually taught at Enterprise High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had 2 years teaching.
Great high school. It's where I graduated high school, just saying.
It
go
awesome.
Hornets.
Especially the group of teachers there.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Enterprise teachers. And now I work for an online learning company called Coursera.
Okay.
I worked as a rock climbing guide for many years. And then about 2 years ago, I started something called UWE Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I did about 14 trips and it just didn't pay the bills. It didn't pan out. And
right.
It just required a big jump for sure. me. And I just wasn't in a place to take the jump. You know, I have a daughter and a mortgage to pay.
So, sure.
but I'm just here supporting McKaylin, who he was actually a guide for UE Adventures. He was a backpacking guide.
Nice.
So I'm glad to see that he's continuing on and offering outdoor trips.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So, McKaylin, how did you get into hiking, backpacking, kayaking, this outdoor stuff?
Yeah. So, I went to school in Ohio. So when I came out west, it was like a whole new world. I mean, the east is very different from the west. There's just, you got all kinds. You got like, you know, you got Lassen with volcanic terrain. You got Mount Shasta. You got, you know, Trinity Alps Forest, just all forested area. And then they got the redwoods. And there's just so much out here that it's hard to conceive of until you get here. And then at that point, it was like, I just want to explore everything. Everything became like a weekend trip or a week long trip, whatever it was.
Yes.
So initially when I got here, it became like an addiction, and it's still kind of, I mean, it's still that way.
Right.
Life got busier, but it's still, you know.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I spent about 4 or 5 days in Ohio, and the one thing I kept looking for was that mountain range, and it just wasn't available anywhere. At least not where I was at. There's some rolling hills, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful state, you know. But we get so, I think, spoiled.
I was just thinking that. Mm-hmm. We get so spoiled here with all the beautiful surroundings, the mountains. You can just look over and you can see Shasta, and you can look over and you can see Lassen. Mm-hmm. And whenever, like, I travel, I do the same thing. I'm like, where's the mountains? I do that.
I know. It's just when you get used to it, and like me growing up around here, and you too, Jennifer.
Yeah.
You know, you just go so used to being looking out there and seeing those mountain ranges. Yeah. And so you started just exploring the area, and then did that then lead you into starting to do some of the backpacking, hiking, and all of that?
Yeah, so I was in Redding for a while. I kind of bounced around between Arcata and the Bay Area, and I stayed in the area. But I, you know, I was starting to meet different people at a certain point. I think like this was like about 3-4 years ago. I started meeting a lot of different kinds of people in the community as I was just going around and just hanging around. And eventually Marcus reached out to me. He was starting UE Adventures at the time.
Okay.
Marcus reached out to me, and I never really guided before. I never really, like, I was pretty new to backpacking relatively. I just done a lot of different trips on my own and friends. And, you know, I started doing stuff with Marcus, and it became oh, this is actually kind of fun to be around people. It's like a camaraderie, a community feeling.
Yes.
Like it's like, you know, it's almost like doing something in Redding or the city, but you're just doing it outdoors, and you're just having campfires, and you're enjoying time with each other, talking about various things, and just, you know, climbing and pushing limits.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, Marcus, were you doing the backpacking, guiding type of thing, too?
I was doing rock climbing.
Just mainly the rock climbing?
We did rock climbing. We did mountain biking, backpacking. We did backcountry skiing, outdoor yoga. We had a lot of different things going on.
Wow.
Is backcountry skiing, is that where you, like, no lift, and you, like, kind of... You use all your muscles to try to get up.
Yeah, so that's no lift. So think of it like, have you snowshoed before?
I mean, we just talked about snowshoeing last week.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So it's like snowshoeing, except you have skis on your feet, and there's this thing called skins on the bottom that allows you to walk uphill without you sliding backwards. So you kind of glide uphill, and then you take those off, and then you just ski down like you normally would.
Wow.
No, the other guy was like, yeah, you could do that. Or there's this great lift, you know, at Mount Shasta. And the way you're talking about it, you're like, actually, this is pretty cool. And the way you present it, I'm like, maybe I want to try that sometime.
Yeah, I think he's making it sound easier than it might be. I'm not really sure.
It's all progressive. You know, you start small and work out.
Yeah, you start on the bunny hill, right?
Exactly.
You just look at that smaller hill. It's kind of like hiking, you know, and you first start off. You don't try to climb Mount Shasta right away.
And so for Mount Lassen, there is no, I mean, there used to be like 20, 30 years ago or however long. But
I skied there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There was a lift?
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a lift. It was, what did they call that thing? You put it between your legs, and it just would drag
like
you up
rope,
the hill.
A pull rope thing.
Yeah.
They discontinued them, right?
Yeah, they're no longer there. They had the ropes, but then they also had this other thing. I can't remember what it was called, but you would grab it, and you would put it between your legs, and it would pull you up. And it was kind of interesting skiing at Mount Lassen, which was, you know, an absolutely beautiful place. It wasn't a huge ski area, but what's interesting is the sulfur areas were right around there. So you had to endure this smell.
Yeah, I was going to say, the smell must have been unpleasant.
While you were out there skiing. But, it was, and that was at a time, it was sort of in between the time when the avalanche had destroyed the first ski area at Mount Shasta. So that wasn't even around. And you had Mount Lassen. And then if you wanted, the next closest place would have been Mount Ashland, up into Oregon.
Are we talking late 80s or 90s?
We're talking early 80s.
Nice.
Yeah, I was about 5 or 6.
So now and if you still wanted to go ski in Lassen, so that would be the option. It's a backcountry ski because you don't really have a lift option there. Right.
So you could still do that. So
well, Marcus, I kind of want to try it.
You should try it.
Hey, make sure you take video and pictures and we can talk about it. Hey, Nikellen, so you have what's called stones and streams.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit, give us a breakdown on what stones and streams is all about.
Yes. So stones and streams is now it's strictly right now it's backpacking and hiking. Okay. It doesn't mean it can't become other aspects. I think it becomes a little bit more complicated to host certain types of adventures.
Right.
But it's strictly backpacking and hiking. Now, for me, there's outdoor guided trips component. So there's taking people out on the trips, guiding them, letting them know the technical aspects, giving them kind of tips and tricks, like guiding them on the ways of how do I, if I'm bringing like a jet boil or a stove,
right.
How do I cook food in camp? How do I filter water? How do I do certain things that make it so that you can have a good time when you're outside, and you're in the wilderness and literally what you bring if you're doing the backpacking trips, everything that you saw on your back is what you're going to have.
Yes.
I mean, unless you know crazy survival skills, which isn't like, it's not a regular thing that people know about these
days. Right. Yeah. That's very, very, very true. And so what really led you to starting this?
So like I said, the difference maker for me, the spiritual component is a really big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I've sort of, as I've gone a lot of backpacking trips and hiking trips alone, I felt very called to do something more spiritual.
Right.
And it's really something in my heart that I think I want to give back to the faith-based community.
Right.
And I think it's one of those things that I want to, like, the mission of Stones and Streams is to help people connect with God through nature.
Right.
So that's the mission in like 12 words.
Nice.
And I mean, help people connect with God through nature. I think that in itself, nature is so complicated in some ways, but it's also very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that like it gives me so much life. And yes. It's like this something that, like, when you look at the universe as a whole and the world as a whole, it's just like this, we're on a floating ball in like the middle of in space.
Yes.
and it's very overwhelming to some regard. And I think the creation aspect of that and how the world came to be, and I want to explore more of that in a depth of talking with people and having community and showcasing that on trips. So it's like having the guided portion, which I offer all of that. I have Wilderness First Responder, so I know the survival, I know the ins and outs of backpacking and hiking.
Right.
But I want to also provide through spiritual facilitation,
mm-hmm.
and through sort of allowing people to feel like that sense of awe and wonder that comes with like wondering, like, how did I get here? Who am I? You know, I think that to me is what is the mission and heart behind it.
Yeah, I absolutely love that and couldn't agree with you more on all of that. I often talk about God's great creation and getting out there and enjoying it. And the whole reason for it does my soul well has to do with that. You know, I truly believe that God reveals himself through his creation. He's not the creation, but he is the creator of the creation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I see a tree. It's like, hey, what does that tell me about God? I see the river. I see those correlations, you know, and there's a Bible verse that in Romans in chapter 1, it says, man, you're without excuse. You know, the evidence of God's hand is all around us. And so getting out there and enjoying God's great creation, for me, That's the best church I've ever been to.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, we're going to have to take a break. And before we do, I want to thank one of our other sponsors, and that is Caliber Office Furniture. Shasta Outdoors would like to thank them. If you work from home, it can be a challenge to make do with the space you have available. Caliber Office Furniture makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to caliberoffice.com. That's caliberoffice.com. Select Work from Home, and there you'll find a beautiful selection of desks, chairs, and accessories, and it's all on sale right now with free shipping directly to your home. Again, that's caliberoffice.com. Thank you, Chris Cable and Caliber Office Furniture, for sponsoring this program. Well, you are listening to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
The Exodus. Movies have been made about it. Scholars have debated for years about when it happened. Biblical evidence says 1445 BC. Liberals say 1299 through 1232. It's the quintessential story of freedom that inspired America's initial 13 colonies to take on tyrant King George.
Wow, that makes sense. And Exodus also gives us God's law as revealed to Moses on Sinai. There's no more amazing spectacle in all of history than the biblical Exodus account.
That's right, Jane. And Monday, September 5th through December the 11th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, Dr. Wright, a gifted communicator who successfully defended his doctoral dissertation on the early date of Exodus at the University of Vienna, will teach a fascinating class on the Book of Exodus. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. We enthusiastically encourage you not to miss this unique class.
I encourage you to enroll today for this inspiring and life-changing class with Dr. Paul Wright.
That's right. Call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275 and register for credit or audit.
She can read the stars from Mars to Cassiopeia. She comes around when something's down with fortunes to be told. For a copper penny, she'll tell you plenty, said where to find the gold.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Ely.
And I'm Tim Scarborough. This is Shasta Outdoors.
And I noticed that I haven't gotten any phone calls. Maybe there's a problem with the phone. Is there a problem with the phone? Is the phone unplugged?
I don't know, Liam.
Okay. Liam, did you unplug the phone?
No.
He unplugged it to make toast, so he's making a snack. I'm just kidding. Here is the phone number. It's 530-605-4567. I know you have questions for my friends Nick Kalen and my friend Marcus. They have so much cool stuff that they do. I know you want to know more.
My mom's
going to
call in at any second.
All right.
Come on. Where's Marcus's mom? Yeah.
She's going to put in her little order for you to bring to her, right?
I love that.
Hey, on your way home, Marcus, do you mind? And we will take that call. I just let your mom know we will take that call.
Answer my mom's phone call.
And so, Nikayla, what kind of guided trips exactly do you offer?
Yeah, so like I said, hiking trips would be the one of them. So, like tomorrow, I'm actually doing a hiking trip to Heart Lake.
Nice.
So we're leaving Reading at 4:30 a.m. We're getting to Castle Lake at probably around 5:40, hopefully 5:45.
Right.
And then we'll go up from there. And we'll capture first light at Heart Lake.
Nice.
Which is a relatively
beautiful.
Yeah, that's like bang for your buck, one of the best.
Oh, wow.
But that's a type of hiking trip I offer. It can range from difficulty. This tends to be a little bit of an easier one. But it's something that, like I said, it's built with a spiritual facilitation and the hiking aspect.
Yes.
Now, the backpacking trip's obviously a little bit more involved. That would be something to, like, a wilderness area.
Right.
Let's say Trinity Alps Wilderness. So I'm sure some of your viewers know about Trinity Alps Wilderness.
Right.
Or, there's so many wilderness areas. Lassen has tons of areas around there.
Yes.
Mount Shasta. I mean, the list goes on. You can go anywhere in the North States.
Oh, sure. You know, not to mention the fact that we have the Pacific Crest Trail that runs through just north of us, and it's possible. And I've taken various portions of that trail from time to time, and so that's always a possibility.
And I would say, so an ideal trip for Stones and Streams, very typical trip, is like to an alpine lake. So let's say we start a trailhead, and we're, you know, maybe it's like a 5 miles in. So it's 5 miles in to an alpine lake. An alpine lake, like, settled in like a granite bowl. Mm-hmm. So it's just like wildflowers, and you see like awesome craggy peaks everywhere. It's really,
how beautiful. I love that description.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those lakes have trout in them too.
Yep. Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. Do you do fishing?
I don't really fish too much, actually. I would like to go fly fishing. I just haven't really learned.
Do you fish, Marcus?
No, I don't.
No fishing?
No fishermen here. That's all right. They eventually will get connected with that great outdoor sport.
Right, exactly. I would love to ask a question.
Yeah.
Can I please
come
ask
on.
A
of
question?
Course, that's why you're here.
I am so curious. What type of experience does someone need to have before going on one of these trips? Ask me why I'm asking. I'm just kidding. I have a bad sunburn right now, like, because I wasn't prepared, so I just need to know.
I have a good story for it. Okay, so do you remember Kate from the Trinity Alps?
Yes.
Okay, so I think part of the trips is knowledge-based of, like, where do I go? What do I bring?
Right.
What is that going to look like? That's part of what Nikhalin offers. But I think the other part is just, like, opening someone's mind. And when we were talking about backcountry skiing earlier, I think there's this perception sometimes of people in this area of, like, I could never do that.
Right.
And just a little bit of timid. And I remember Kate, she walked into that trip. What was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
She was very, I don't know if I can do this type of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, they expand what they think that they're capable of. And then it also just brings together, you feel like a family. So there's like 10 people on the trip, and you walk away from the weekend kind of feeling connected to this.
Yeah, family. A sense of accomplishment in doing that. So in answering her question, you're saying
no experience at all.
No experience. Okay.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were going to tell me I need to, like, have a little bit of experience, like, you know.
On that same trip, we had someone in their 60s that came out to the backpacking trip.
So, and you mean it.
She rocked it. So.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Nice. Okay. See, there's hope for me on this.
Can you wear flip-flops?
You can wear flip-flops. I wouldn't really suggest. I would suggest. Or bring flip-flops and some closed-toed shoes.
Yeah, I've backpacked in chunkers.
Nowadays, there's companies make some interesting, like, footwear and just gear. You can. I've worn, like, this. I'm wearing it right now. I'm wearing, like, it's like a bedrock sandal, so it's, like, built for backpacking trips.
Right.
Did Liam just try to sneak in it?
No, I said I've done Chacos.
Huh?
I've been able to get away with, like, 16 to 20 miles without blisters. And if you just get some good socks that aren't, like, cotton, you know.
So
like,
y'all are wearing socks and
you get some good polyester socks. Those won't wick.
Someone did the PCT in Chacos. Actually.
I believe it.
Someone did the whole PCT.
Yeah, I don't think I would attempt that. I'm very particular about the footwear that I have. So I have, you know, I have what I call my hiking shoes and my hiking boots. And especially if I'm going somewhere that I've never been before, I'm going to probably wear my hiking boots just to make sure that I have the kind of stability for me personally that I want, you know.
It's good to change into sand, like if you get to the lake, right, and then you want to change into sand.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I would say, like, bouncing off what Marcus is saying, and it's something that we want to, like, ease people in. So it's like we recommend based on hundreds of trips that we've done.
Right.
So it's like wanting to make people feel like, okay, we know what's going to work and we're going to give you those options.
Sure.
And it's not going to be easy. I mean, it's going to be one of those things that's going to challenge you. Like the trips I've already done in Stones and Streams and with previous ones with Marcus, it's like these trips have challenged people, and I've watched people to some degree suffer a little bit. And I think that just kind of, I don't want to say it's like not going to be fun. It's going to be really fun. And it's going to be an experience of a lifetime.
Right.
That's kind of what it, I think it's what it takes sometimes.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Just getting people out there and, just getting away from town. I have a number of times have said one of my favorite places to go is somewhere where I don't have cell phone reception.
Yeah, exactly.
I really like that.
And something about like getting to your max. Like, have you heard of type 2 fun? You
know? No, type 2 fun.
So
yeah, what's that?
I mean, it's basically like you're out there, you're doing like a 16 mile hike or whatever, and you're doing that together and you're suffering together.
Right.
There we go.
Brings you together.
You suffer together and you're closer together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, what are, Nikalin, what are some of your favorite day hikes in this area?
Favorite day hikes. Like I said, Heart Lake. And actually, the peak above it, Castle Peak, is a great one. That's one of my favorites. Castle Craigs mm-hmm. is really great. It's just the main Castle Craigs hike into like that. I guess it's whatever they call that, like the area below the or like around the spires.
The right. Castle Dome.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
the
Castle
Dome.
Yep, and then you can go up to Castle Dome if you want to add something extra.
Mm-hmm.
There's Burstarse Falls is a really good one. It's a good waterfall hike. I think it's really cool. The Thousand Lakes Wilderness has some cool stuff too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I like day hiking around there. Obviously Lassen. I mean, there's specific ones that I think there's so many. I mean, I'm trying to think of other ones, but.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I'm asking specifically what your favorite ones are.
Yeah.
I like Chamise Peak.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Chamise Peak, yes.
If you're not trying to drive super far and you still want to get up
yes.
to
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. I do that maybe once a week myself.
Nice.
Ooh,
yeah. And that's
cool.
It's about just under 5 miles round trip. And you're right. It is such a beautiful hike. You get up to the peak. You can see Mount Lassen. You see Shasta Dam, Mount Shasta, Shasta Bali. It's just a great spot to go. And like you said, Marcus, not that far.
Yeah. And then a Piety Hill loop is really great too. Mm-hmm. Near Horsetown, Clear Creek. Like you can see that, it's an overlook on that trail, but you can see Clear Creek Gorge, like the canyon.
Oh, nice.
That's a great, really great hike.
Oh, I've never done that. What is that called again?
A Piety Hill Loop.
Piety Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. So, what about backpacking? What are some of your favorite places to go backpacking?
Yeah, some of my favorites. So, the Trinity Alps is definitely my favorite. It doesn't mean it's the only places, but, Canyon Creek Lakes is like that's a must. That's one of those legendary ones that when people go to it, they really are like, wow, this is what NorCal's about. This is what Northern California is about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's a 8 miler into a canyon or up a canyon and
right.
the lakes are like, I'm sure, you've been there.
I've been there. Matter of fact, let me just tell you a little story here. My mom might not be happy if I share this.
However,
years ago, I backpacked in to Canyon Lakes with my dad. And my dad was just kind of getting into backpacking. I actually had been doing it from the time that I was about 14, 15 years old. I had an uncle that liked to do it. And so eventually got my dad into it. I was in my 20s. And so we decided that we're going to hike up to Canyon Lakes. And so we hiked all the way up there. And when we got to the lower lake there, we took our backpacks off. And then we decided that what we were going to do is we were going to just kind of scout for a place to set up camp. And so he went one way, I went another way, and I eventually found a place, and then I looked, and I was looking for him, and he had walked out onto the peninsula of this lake, and, there's that sheer granite rock cliff that's coming down, and he was standing on the peninsula, and he was looking up toward the far end of the lake, and I was just so moved and so touched. I was doing this with my dad. I looked out there. I saw that he was enjoying nature and having that moment. And
what a cool experience.
So I decided to walk out on that peninsula and enjoy that moment with him. And when I got to the peninsula and I started to put my arm around him, I looked up at the far end of the lake, and on the rocks, the big boulders at the far end of the lake, there were about 7 or 8 college age girls completely naked. So yes, Dad was enjoying nature. Oh, sorry,
so
Mom.
It's a great hike is what I understand.
Yeah. So yeah. Hey, listen, we do have to take a break. And we will, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more. I want to talk with you, Nikelian, about how the faith and all of these trips sort of intertwine together. Let's nail that down a little bit better. All right. We'll be back after these messages.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And Jennifer, we haven't got any phone calls if they want to call.
I can't believe no one's called.
Yeah, that's 530-605-4567. But somebody did text you
a question. A texted question. How about if you tell me, Nikhalen, about your leave no trace principles?
Mm-hmm, yes. Yeah. So we abide by leave no trace. So leave no trace is... it's a pretty standard, like, protocol in, I guess it's like, I don't say in the industry, it's like in backpacking principles.
Right.
So, I cannot recite them at the moment because it's not easy to recite them.
Right.
But there's a bunch of leave no trace standards that you essentially have to abide by if you want to keep the wilderness pristine.
Right.
And to keep
poop and trash.
Yeah,
poop and trash.
Yeah, okay. I would say it's like, there's things that I think people don't want to do, but you technically should. Like, you can't camp like 100 feet from, or you have to camp at least 100 feet from water.
Right. Okay.
Which is actually, I'll be honest, a lot of people don't do that.
Right.
It's one of those things that I think if someone were to actually abide by them, you know, it would be like you'd see a lot of people doing things differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to necessarily bash anyone, but I think that's one of those things that it's part of outdoor ethics.
Yes,
and sure.
I think it's a science of the outdoor ethics, really.
Right.
So we definitely. I mean, I absolutely want to abide by them because it matters to me to keep the environment.
Yeah, and I'd say like the biggest thing wherever you guys are setting up camp as you're packing up camp. Pick up all your trash, and then are you leaving it the way that you found it?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, the way I was brought up, it was not only pick up our own trash, but if there was any other trash around, we also picked that up, you know.
That's a really good
And
question.
So it was a really good principle instilled by me, in me, by my dad, the one who loves nature so much.
Mm-hmm.
But
that particular hike.
I should say, I did take, when I took my test on it actually in Idaho in a trail crew. It was an interesting test because it was like you had to do some of these things and like recite. It was pretty cool actually.
Wow. Yeah. You know, we could almost do a whole program just on that probably, right? And so, So, Nikaylin, I want to talk a little bit more about the faith aspect of this and how it really intertwines with these trips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. So, I would say that I've set it up in a way to be organized from a faith-based perspective, because that is a big part of it, obviously. What I do is I have every trip, I should say, I encompass core values, and then I have rhythms of life. So the core values tend to be active listening, love, courage, things that involve wanting to push your limits or do something hard with someone, mm-hmm. or with a community together. Loving thy neighbor, things that are sort of part of the Bible that we want to incorporate. But then also active listening. That goes into rhythms of life. I call them the rhythms of life. It's silence and solitude, powerful, transparent conversations, reflection, and prayer.
Okay.
Those things to me encompass everything that will happen, whether it's a backpacking trip or a hiking trip. So if the trip theme, we have a trip theme for every trip. So let's say it's anchoring your identity. Okay. I'm going to make sure that I have a biblical passage that is part of that trip theme that sort of helps people identify that trip theme. So it's like maybe the biblical passage could be something like from Psalms. It could be something that relates to you're sitting on a rock and looking over an alpine lake.
Yes.
And you're seeing the sky. Maybe it's a little bit it's at dusk and you're seeing all the colors. It's just sort of helping you. The Bible biblical passage are helping to remind you of God's love for you, helping to remind you of this creation that we're in. And I want that to be the primary thing. So I think it helps me to have these organized pieces so that I can then put together something that is then able to facilitate and get people in that feeling and help people realize like, wow, I'm like sitting, I'm in nature right now. And
right.
That's really a big part of it.
Yeah. Hey, that's awesome. I also had a, question texted to me, and I don't know if you can do this or not, but can you share like a testimony of what people have shared with you on how this has helped them in their walk with God?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the people that was on the hike with me on the backpacking trip I did recently, her name was Claudia, and I don't want to go too much into things, but one of the things she was kind of going through was difficulties in her life, and she really went on this trip. I think went on this trip to sort of help herself be reminded of just the power of God and some of the aspects of life that help her stay connected with God.
Yes.
and really see that beauty and be reminded of that beauty, and I think what she took away from it was just being able to sit in silence at times and being able to disconnect from the world. Because our world is very noisy. So it's being able to disconnect from our world and sort of sit at the alpine lake and just sort of hear the birds sing and being able to set up a tent and realize, wow, I can just be here for the night.
It sounds so serene.
Yeah.
Yes.
Feeling. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I notice you have, you utilize various guides for these trips, and who are they? How do you get connected with them?
Yeah. So right now my guides are kind of on a rolling basis.
Okay.
I'm not like I have some people that are working with me, sort of tentatively.
He's in startup mode.
Yeah, I'm in startup mode. That's for
sure.
And I'm looking for people who want to be involved. I have some people like Jake Steinke, I think it's how you say his last name.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of helping me a lot with a lot of the trips. Marcus is helping me. I'm doing some things with Tim Parr.
Okay.
He's one that's really helped. That's been a big idea machine sort of for me, helping me formulate some of the spiritual aspects. Warren, God, what is that? I can't remember his last name. I have a couple people that are involved with me for sure. And I'm looking for people though.
Yeah, awesome. So what are some of the trips you have coming up?
So tomorrow obviously might be a little late for people to decide that. But tomorrow at 4:30 a.m. I'm leaving ready to go to Heart Lake.
Go to bed now.
Right.
Yeah, go to bed now if you can go.
I think 16th, 17th of September, we're going to Statue Lake in the Russian wilderness.
Oh, interesting.
So that's a really cool lake. It's got a very a pronounced statue at that lake. That's why it's called Statue Lake. It's like a finger.
Oh, interesting.
It's a really cool lake. It's beautiful. And then it's high up in the Russians. And then I'm trying to see my dates here.
Well, you have that ayahuasca trip.
No, I'm sorry. Right. No, none of that allowed.
Yeah.
Is there a cost for these trips?
So right now what I'm doing is I'm doing donation based.
Okay.
So I'm doing that because I'm sort of figuring out kind of what works and what doesn't.
Right.
Sure. I don't want to push too much into, we'll kind of see what happens. I think next summer or next year.
Right.
See what happens, happens with that. But.
Okay. So if people want to find out more about you, what would be the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah. So the best way to get a hold of me would be, going to stonesandstreams.org would be a really good way.
Right.
My phone number would be a really good way as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
you
sure.
You can give it out. No one's calling me. Maybe they'll call you.
That is 440-223-3164, 440-223-3164.
Yes.
And so, but I do recommend that people would go check out stonesandstreams.org.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful website. Mm-hmm. One of the things I have to say is you do some great videos.
I was going to say the video. Yes.
Very professional, and I think that's something else that you do even as a business and so forth. Am I correct?
Totally. Yeah. Marketing and video production has been I want to be creative, and I like working with other people's ideas and bringing visions to life. I will say one thing with the social media, following Stones and Streams on Facebook and Instagram would be helpful.
Right.
And I also have a community page for Stones and Streams.
Okay.
That would be a really good way of getting involved or just being in the loop of what's going on.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So both Facebook and you said Instagram,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
people can find out a little bit more about what's coming up and how they might become involved in doing some of these things and some of the group hikes and getting together with other people. It's that fellowship, that camaraderie, but also, establishing a stronger connection with God.
Mm-hmm,
And so I so appreciate what you're doing, Kaylin. I connect with that very much. I know you have seen kind of what we're about with It Does My Soul Well. And there's a lot of similarities there. I just am not as enthusiastic about guiding people. I'm a little bit more like me, the dog. My wife can come too.
And I'm more excited about the guide part because I would probably die. I would not be I don't think we're supposed to say that. I'm just saying. I appreciate the guide situation. Yeah.
So, Nikaylin, Marcus, thank you so much for being here tonight. It has been a genuine pleasure to hear about what you're doing. Yeah.
You.
And, Marcus, we're going to have you come back on. We're going to dive into some rock climbing. I hope that we can do that really soon.
I would love to talk about
you guys are going to love Marcus. I love him when I first met him, when I first walked in, I shook his hand and he stood up and I was like, whoa, how tall are you?
A tall gentleman. He just has to put an arm up and he's all the way out top of the rock.
Literally.
That's what I'm guessing, right? Yeah. So Jennifer, do you have any outdoor plans for the coming week?
Going to keep walking my puppy and I am going to the Bush concert and that is outdoors. That is definitely outside.
Okay.
Does that count? What if I walk a lot to get there?
Yeah, I think we'll give you 10 points for that.
Not this time.
Yeah, and so, with, Liam, I'm so sorry. I was going to get a whole weather report from you, but we're kind of running out of time here.
We are running out of time.
Yeah, but,
I talk too much, Liam. I apologize.
Yeah, it is all her fault.
But thank you for sharing your sandal sock situation.
Yeah. It's sunny and hot.
Sunny and hot. But do we have any 100-degree days coming up?
Nope.
Nope. Yep. That's all I
there
wanted to hear. Right on.
You rock, Liam.
Well, thank you, listener, for tuning in to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
We challenge you to get out there and enjoy God's wonderful creation. We promise it will do your soul well.
Climbing, twisting, turning further. from my home. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.